T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
844, 16 till 9. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Tony McCauley, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Mark Rosa told me about this a while back about a $400 million time bomb of debt with the office market in downtown New Orleans. Talk about all that, if you will, please.
Sure. There's kind of two things, really. There's one that's the big trend that's happening all around the country, all around the globe, really, which is that after the pandemic, an awful lot of people decided that they didn't want to have an awful lot of office workers, particularly, decided they didn't want to have the same kind of lifestyle with the hellish commute and all of it that goes with going in and out of the office every day. So a lot more people are working from home now, or they have some sort of hybrid arrangements. So the effect of that is that far fewer people are going into our major cities to the office blocks. And, you know, they used to sustain a lot of businesses, you know, where they would go for lunch or get their laundry, the dry cleaning, all that kind of stuff. So the other thing then is in New Orleans in particular, we're even more exposed than most other cities. We're the ninth most exposed city in the country to these particular type of mortgages that these buildings have on them, which basically blow up. They're like, if you had a mortgage on your house that where you only paid interest, and then at a particular date, you owed the whole lot standing mortgage.
Let me slow down a little bit, Tony, just because we're on the radio and just so people understand. You're talking about like a balloon note or something, or how is this structured?
It's exactly what it is. Yeah, they're called collateralized mortgage backed securities. And what happens is, instead of getting a loan from the bank, they turn it into a bond and they sell it to a whole bunch of other investors. So you can't negotiate with a whole bunch of other investors. So if it comes time for you to pay this mortgage, make the balloon payment, and you don't have the money, you know, you're in deep doo-doo, and you have to find some way to negotiate out of it. You know, in ordinary times, you probably could find some other financing for that. But now that the office market looks so bleak everywhere, the people who have those notes, when they come due, they're less inclined to be forgiving. And other financers, you know, if you go to a bank and say, can you give me a loan so I can pay off this balloon mortgage so that I can keep going here, it's very hard to find people who will do that, you know.
Tony, I got to tell you, what you're talking about sounds a lot like what happened in 2008.
There are some similarities, but I mean, this is very concentrated, you know, there's like, and particularly concentrated in New Orleans. So back in 2008, what you had were, you're exactly right. They took all the mortgages, they put them in bonds, and then they spread them out all over, pension funds and all that kind of stuff, thinking that that was a safer way to go about it. That's very similar with this here. It's just more concentrated. Instead of a whole bunch of folks who are in properties that they can't really afford, you've got, you know, generally big corporations who specialize in owning these buildings. I mean, the first one that really, in recent times, the first one that really kind of blew up was what we now call the DXC Technology Center. Mm-hmm. And that was owned by Frank Stewart, who's essentially retired from business, and some of his investors. So that came due, and that you saw what happened there. They ended up having to the people that bought it for half what the outstanding loan was. So there's another one that's become delinquent, which is the Energy Center, and that's owned by a California group called Hertz Investment Group. It's a family called Hertz, and they own a bunch of buildings in New Orleans, and they have a bunch of mortgages on them, and that includes the Hancock Whitney Center. So what's really problematic is with the Hancock Whitney Center, the Shell, which has accounted for about a fifth of the tenants there, is going to move out and move into a brand new taxpayer-subsidized building down on the riverfront and leave a really big hole. So that's at the same time that their mortgage comes due. So that's a real problem for them.
Is that River District the name of that development? I'm trying to remember.
The River District is the one down by the convention center. Shell's got one of the first developments they're doing down there is the Shell building. Mm-hmm. So they're going to move down there, but they're only taking half the space that they had in the Hancock Whitney Center, which is kind of, you know, indicative of what's been going on in the city. A lot of the old oil companies shrinking down. The lawyers are still really the mainstay of downtown office, tenants.
So instead of owing a mortgage institution or a lending institution, you owe investors, correct? That's the way it works?
Yeah, that's right.
And when this note comes due,
they have someone called a special servicer, is what it's called, and then he basically, just a hardball negotiator. There's no kind of like, it's not like your friendly bank manager. So if those come due and you can't pay, then you have to deal with the special servicer on behalf of the bondholders.
Let me take a break here because I don't see how this story ends happy. I really don't, because I don't see anything changing trend-wise for people going back to the office, because it's not a lifestyle choice as much as it is companies realize, well, you know what, it's a lot cheaper to have people work from home, so I don't see that changing. And if they default on the loans, well, the building might go for half price, but then what happens to it then? So we'll talk about that, Tony, how at least you see it ending, or I don't know what happens to these buildings and what specific buildings are we talking about and what it could look like in downtown New Orleans. We're talking to Tony McCauley, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. A lot of speculation when it comes to commercial real estate and COVID. Man, that was a game changer, to say the least. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:57, 3 till 9. Tommy Tucker having an interesting conversation here on WWL with Tony McCauley, a reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, about these buildings downtown that the mortgages are coming due and the population of the buildings is down. And I don't see how this story ends happily. Tony, do you?
Well, I think what most people expect is that we'll find some sort of, stabilization at a different lower rate of downtown office workers. But what we've seen in New Orleans for quite some time is a kind of a slow bleed anyway. And a lot of these smaller office buildings have for quite a while been converting into, residences or hotels. So we're going to definitely see more of that. The one example of not that long ago of the bigger office buildings was 1250 Poydras, which now the top half is a Hyatt House hotel. Right across the road from that was a big office building that about a little over a year, right after the pandemic, the owners decided they wanted to turn the top half of that into residences. So that's 1515, but it's not a 1515 Poydras. It's not an option that's open to everyone because it's very expensive, there are a lot of limitations, physical limitations to what you can do with the building. So they look to do that with the DXC Technology Building, which is quite close to both of those, to turn it into some kind of partial residences or something like that, but it was just prohibitively expensive. So what they're talking about there to fill part of the gap anyways, to make that the new NOPD headquarters. So they're trying to negotiate a lease there. Problem with that is that if you bring in, you know, government tenants, it usually has a depressing effect. You know, other tenants don't like to share buildings with those kind of tenants for various reasons. So,
and in terms of debt service and maintenance, you can't have a big building like that and have only 3, 4, 5, 10 floors occupied, right?
Oh, no, no. You have to be, you know, 80 or above. I mean, even when it gets down to 80, you're starting to have trouble. But one good example of, you know, that this is not just New Orleans is Cleveland. You know, in the past year and a bit, they've lost 42% of their office square footage because the, you know, when a lot of these mortgages came due and financiers put pressure on the owners, they had to convert that amount of space to residential or mixed use or hotels or whatever. And so we're going to see that here in some form or another.
You know, thank you, Tony. You got to hope the demand is there for that, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.